This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hope your Saturday night is going well. Jimmy K, Rocker, Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Our good friend Aaron Weber is here from the Aaron Weber Group. First Weber's most trusted name in real estate. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, Jimmy.
It's great to see you.
Well, I'm sorry tonight I didn't bring any whiskey, but it sounds like you might not need it tonight.
You know, it seems pretty mellow tonight. Thank goodness for the Green Bud delivery service, you know. Did you have any trouble parking? There's parking, the ramp is almost empty over here.
Yeah, I was pulled right in. You know, they charged me $8. It sounded fantastic. So
you would think with a Badger game, 6 o'clock national primetime game, the downtown would be a little bit busier. It's pretty mellow out here tonight.
It is a quiet evening, but it's not a bad evening. It's nice and warm. It's beautiful weather for November. So,
and when that game lets out, Jimmy, the streets are going to be full.
Oh, yeah. The drive home is going to be interesting.
It's going to be crazy.
That's going to be good. It's probably a good thing you forgot the whiskey tonight, Aaron. One thing we can't forget about is interest rates, man. Interest rates, what are they doing? What are they doing?
They're high. Then they went a little lower. And we all think it's a good thing at the moment. Interest rates, we've seen them up to 7.5%, almost 8% for homes right now in 30 years, which is crazy compared to 2 years ago. But next year, it's an election year. People are talking about everything's going to come down.
Really?
We've heard rumors that it might drop 275 basis points, which is almost 3%.
Should you wait?
No, absolutely not.
So shouldn't we wait?
If you wait like everyone else, it's just like, I'll wait till the rate's back to 5%, back to 4%. Everyone else is waiting. And then once it drops there, everyone will be out buying. So you're going to be overpaying. You'll be in huge amounts of competition for that same house if you buy it now. And then you just go back and refinance your loan.
Yeah, but my rent's really low right now.
Your rent's really low, but who's sleeping on your couch?
That's my Uncle Bob.
I don't know that person.
But they pay rent, right?
Yeah.
And all of your rent is, you know, you're 100% interest rate on that.
100% interest
you're
being rent.
You're throwing it all away.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no investment there. At least if you buy something in this, you know, if you get a high interest rate playing 7-8% or whatever, it's still your money. You're putting it away in the bank.
Yeah, it's a forced savings account because you're paying principal every month as well. So it's you're doing something to save for the future. So then, just look at it that way, and it's a better opportunity.
Build that equity up and then use it down the road, make the money work for you, Aaron.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff is on the market right now? Like what kind of goodies out there that are just low-hanging fruit for someone to snag onto?
There's a lot of homes right now. We're in the slow part of our season right now, so you'll see a lot of homes sitting on the market that in spring would sell very quickly. So talk to your realtor. Give me a call. There are deals to be had. I've got three offers accepted this week below list price, which in spring we'll never see. You'll be paying 5 or 10% over. It's an amazing time to buy. There's less inventory, but there's less buyers out there.
And typically this time
less
of year, the real estate market is kind of slow. So you could actually find some deals and take advantage of that slowness right now.
Oh, absolutely. And any seller who puts their house up in the holiday season is absolutely motivated to sell.
Right.
They don't want people walking through their house with snow on their boots, you know, going through there, having to get out right before Christmas. But if they do, there's a reason and you can get a deal.
And there are good properties out there. I mean, when you go look out on the internet, I think you're going to find some really tasty, really nice places, especially if you're going to the outskirts of town, right?
If you start branching outside of Madison, there's beautiful properties down in Greene County, 10, 20 acres. You can get away from everything and get a really reasonable price out there.
Like a farmette.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that. For the dogs. A farmette for the dogs. I'd get some goats, some chickens, lay some eggs.
You know, just disconnect from society. It should
Farmer
be fine.
Jimmy.
Hope I strike some crude oil bed in the back 40 or something like that. That'd be great.
But there's so much good stuff going on in the real estate market in general and what's going to be happening next year. It's going to be just as crazy as it was this year. So if you want to stay away from the crazy, get in now.
844-967-2789 if you want to call and tell us about your Real Estate Dreams. We'll send you to Aaron, and he'll get you on the right direction. You also go to movetomadison.com, movetomadison.com. Funny thing, we always joked while we were talking on the air like this, you don't like phone numbers.
No.
I saw a Facebook post with your phone number. I forget the number, but it ended in move.
Yeah,
you
forgot the number.
Yeah, it's our vanity number. I think it's 608-618-MOVE.
There it is.
So just, people still use the phone. Nobody listens to voicemail. Nobody wants to answer the phone because it's usually spam calls.
Yep.
We all prefer text because then we can be anonymous responding in a time that doesn't make sense to us. So
there it is. Movetomadison.com. Aaron, it's great to see you tonight, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me in.
Appreciate you coming in. Come back again soon. Let's do some Rain Stern now. This is off her new EP, Welcome Home. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.